It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Right, well, I promised you a full plate today in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm not going to disappoint. Good morning. 68 right now and a little bit of sunshine going on. A little bit of humidity, too, so it might be kind of a bad hair day for most of us. But I tell you what, I love this segment. Once a month, we talk with Cassie Miller from the Leach Home stopping in. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And I always like hearing about things going on at the Leach Home, too, because you're busy. You got a lot of things going on out there.
Yes, especially summertime. Mm-hmm. We try and get everyone outside as much as we can. And I was excited today to visit with Hannah from Twin Town Villa about just kind of the differences that the Leach Home has to offer, Twin Town Villa has to offer. And we really do work together. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a small facility at the Leach Home where, you know, that is something that entices some individuals, but then we have those that are outgoing and want a big community.
Right.
And then that's where Twin Town Villa is a wonderful fit for this community as well.
Well, when you need a shoe, sometimes, you know, just one isn't going to do it. You got to go with the one that fits.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
absolutely.
That's, that is great to hear. And putting up a united front, too, because ultimately your end goal is the same.
Absolutely.
To provide your residents with the best care.
Yep. And I was just sharing with Bill, we had a tour within the last week, and it was an older gentleman, and he had come to the conclusion that he needed to go somewhere, and I could tell the family was a little hesitant to say they were going to tour at Twin Town Villa. When I got that call that they had decided to place him at Twin Town Villa, mm-hmm. I was just excited he was leaving his house.
Right.
And he was going into a facility where he could have care. You know, Twin Town Villa has more of like a kitchenette. They are able to still cook and do those things, mm-hmm. you know, where the Leach Home brings more of a studio apartment and the meals are provided. So
right.
That in itself is completely a different need for a lot of people.
Right. And you know, and in some cases, like we mentioned, a better fit.
Yes. Yeah.
Pass the microphone over to Hannah.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And I'm not going to force you to wear headphones so you don't have to listen to yourself. But good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's going on at the Hive? What's happening out there?
So same thing like Cassie said, very busy summer activities, you know, keeping the residents busy, like to do a lot of music and similar activities like they do too. But we were just talking about that, like, people probably see us as competitors, but
yeah.
That's totally not it at all.
Right.
Like, we have several residents come to us, and I'm like, you know, you're maybe not the right fit for us. How about the Leach Home? So we do the same thing that Cassie does. We are honestly a good referral source for each other because, you know, you might not be the right fit for us, so we'll send you over to Cassie. Like she was saying, they're a closer fit community where we are, you know, we take more independent living. So
right.
Like she said, we have the kitchenette and we have several people that just live with us because they need that sense of community. So they maybe don't need a lot of help
sure.
Like a lot of people do. Like there's that stereotype like, oh, I don't want to move to assisted living. But a lot of these people are just looking for that sense of community.
So why is there that stigma? I mean, why does that, you know?
I think they think of us as like a nursing home maybe because, mm-hmm. you know, there's always a stigma with nursing homes.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know.
I completely agree. Plus, nobody wants to leave their home.
Right. This is not the decision that a lot of people want to make.
Yes.
It's something that's necessary.
Yep.
Though.
And they see it as a negative thing, as a thing in the as a aging decline. Mm-hmm. You know, where a lot of the times they'll come into our facility and they're now getting to eat with other people. Where mm-hmm. when you're at home cooking for yourself, that's not socializing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as we might say, like, we don't need socializing, like, as human beings, we need that interaction.
So 99.75% of the time, I would imagine once they come in there, even if they're a little reticent, given a little time, they find themselves fitting in.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
You know,
we noticed that a lot. So they're very resistive to coming in.
Right.
And then, you know, it usually takes a couple weeks to acclimate themselves, and they love it. They usually say it's the best decision they ever made.
Right.
You know, like Cassie said, no one wants to leave their own home, but you realize once you get there, like, it's so much better. Like, you're not bored anymore like you were. I mean, you have so many activities. You're seeing people. Like, they'll move in, and they're like, oh, I don't know anyone at Twin Town Villa. They come in, and usually they know, like, 10 people.
Right.
So from church or whatever. I mean, they're neighbors. There's always some type of connection.
Well, you mentioned acclimation, too, and that's a good word to key on. You know, and it's very calculated. You have the activities to make acclimating, I would imagine, a little bit smoother and a little bit more seamless. Is that the way
Correct.
Of things?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's both places, you know, and that's one thing you share. You really do. You know, looking at you both, you do share more similarities than differences, you know, and that's why it's great to see you working together.
Yeah, the biggest difference is the Leach homes on the North Dakota side and right. Twin Town Villas on the Minnesota side.
Yeah, and that
side.
Definitely plays a part, too. If they're a Minnesota person, they kind of always, you know, want to stick to their Minnesota roots. Yeah.
Seriously, that is a thing for some people.
Yeah, I mean, we do get a lot of Wahpeton or even, like, further west, like Lidgerwood, whatnot. Or, I mean, we get people from all over. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people where that makes a big difference. You know, they're born and raised in Minnesota, so they want to stay in Minnesota. So,
hey, can I ask you about rehabbing too? If people are just looking for a place, say they need, you know, the prognosis is a year of rehab. Are you both available for that too? Can they come and talk to you about that?
Yeah, so I can't answer for Hannah. She'll have to explain her side. But yes, the Leach Home does do a short stay.
Okay.
It's a slightly higher rate, but it's a great thing that I don't know if is used as much as it should be. It's a fully furnished room. You literally just have to come in with yourself, medications, any toiletry items, clothes. And you get all the same services as our resident. And you're there billed by the days you're there.
Right.
So there's no contract. There's nothing like that. So I don't know.
So, knowing that Cassie has that, that's actually, we send referrals to her. If we get someone that's looking for very short term, like a month or less, like we will send them. We've had that before.
Sure.
We'll send them Cassie's way.
Right.
Because we typically don't do that short term of stay. Like we'll do a year or whatnot. And we don't have therapy built in. So what we do is we have the home health therapists that come in. So, I mean, we still can get them, you know, therapy 2 to 3 times a week with either Benedictine Home Health or CHI Home Health. We usually use those two providers. But our staff can also do some the type of therapy. Like they take them on extra walks or whatever, do exercise plans, whatever it may be. But we're more longer, extended stays, where Cassie is more equipped to do the short-term stays.
I just think it's incredible that in a community our size that we have options and we have choice, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones, too. Again, not an easy decision and the decision anybody wants to make, but you two seem to have the knack of making it, like I said, seamless and very, very easy. So what is the protocol? People listening to this, it's like, okay, I've got a family member, I got a loved one, and I would like to explore both opportunities. How do they get this going?
Yeah, come on out. My favorite are when they just swing in.
Right.
No setup appointments. Any of our staff at the Leach Home can give tours, or give us both a call. Don't feel ashamed to say, you know, we got to get going. We got to get over to Twin Town Villa. We want to see your loved one thriving and taken care of. So however that looks, please ask us questions. Use us for our resources. And, we're just here to, you know, help lead the way because it is new territory. You really shouldn't know, you know, how to navigate through this. So let us help you guys.
And find the perfect fit.
Absolutely.
Right. And like we said, too, I mean, if you come, you can just come to us with questions. I mean, not necessarily saying, yeah, we're ready to move in. We want to move in right now. Like, we'll guide you, too. Like we said, you know, if I feel like Cassie's a better fit at the Leach Home, then I guide you in that direction. And
I think that is so key because
I think that takes
a lot of worry and headache out of the whole process.
And I mean, I would say don't wait until the last minute. Start thinking about it early. Just because you're thinking about it and exploring your options doesn't mean you have to move right now. And honestly, if you're an adult child looking for your parents, I mean, I would say start introducing it early. And I mean, give them time to think about it and let it be their decision. I think it works better when it's the parents' decision. It doesn't work as well when you're trying to force them to move.
Right.
So if you start that conversation early, that seems to work better with that process.
I think that is a fabulous idea. Yes, that's great advice. If we can encourage the community to have those tough conversations earlier and saying, you know, what does that look like for you?
Right.
You know, as you need more assistance or as, you know, I as a child, like I have, you know, a job and children to take care of, you know, how can I make sure that you're safe and taken care of?
Right. The best fit.
Yes.
Right. It just comes down to that. Some great, great information here. And again, folks, if you're thinking about this, just stop in Leech Home or Twin Town Villa. It's been so much fun. Thank you both for being a part of the show here and pass on a lot of great information. Cassie, we will see you in the month of July. We might have a different twist in July. We might be doing something a little bit different. I'm excited about
this. Yep, stay tuned. I like surprises.
Absolutely. All right, 9:53, you're at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He didn't have to wake up even up all night, lying there in bed listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. It won't be like this for long. One day at the week we brought her home, this phase is gonna fly by. So baby, just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Four years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed. And when he drops her off at preschool, she's clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, what can I do? She says, now don't you worry, this'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by. If you can just hold on, it won't be like this for long. Someday soon she'll be a teenager, and at times he'll think she hates him. Then he'll walk her down the aisle and raise her veil. But right now she's up and crying, and the truth is that he don't mind. As he kisses her goodnight and she says her prayers, he lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed. And just watching her, it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows it won't.